welcome you to Core Volunteer Training, which is a program created to help our supporters, especially new and newer volunteers, to connect with each other around the world and empower you to achieve your larger goals for climate advocacy. Tonight's topic is CCL Media Basics, and I have the pleasure of being your host. My name is Tamara Staton. I'm in Portland, Oregon, and I am CCL's Education and Resilience Coordinator, as well as our Greater Pacific Northwest Regional Director. I'm so glad you've joined us this evening. We definitely cannot do this work without you. So the media work that you do in your district and state can have powerful and far-reaching results for your climate advocacy. And tonight we're going to cover the basic best practices for getting started, as well as some ideas that you could go further if you have additional time and energy or volunteers in your chapter. So let me take a moment to introduce the lovely Charlotte Ward. She is our CCL state and local media coordinator, and she provides volunteers with support and training for local media outreach. She was born in England, which you will probably hear in just a few moments, and she graduated with a BA in journalism from Teesside University in England. Charlotte is a former Daily Mirror commissioning editor and has written for publications in the US, the UK, and Australia. And before joining the CCL team full-time, Charlotte volunteered for Citizens Climate Lobby for 5 years and founded the Greenville, South Carolina chapter. Thank you for your service, Charlotte, as a volunteer. And she enjoys spending time exploring the mountains and coasts of the Carolinas with her husband and 2 children, as well as reading and gardening. So tonight we have 3 learning goals. First, we will cover why media work is so impactful and important. Second, we will make sure that you have inspiration for different actions that you can take to get started. And third, we'll give you the opportunity to take immediate action tonight on this very call that will help to create the political will for climate solutions where you live. But before we kick off, here's a quick look at our agenda for the evening. We'll briefly cover why media outreach makes a difference and then give you a quick update on the messaging that we're focusing on right now with our advocacy. And then we'll get into the main section of our training with some useful steps to jumpstart your media work. And then we'll work on an LTE, a letter to the editor, and submit it to our local papers. And you will find all of the links for this training are on our CCL community page right there. And with that, I pass you the mic, Charlotte.
Thanks so much. Hello, everybody. Really thrilled to have you here tonight. So the first thing we're going to cover is why is media work so important? So it reaches a wide audience. We know that when we're printed in newspapers or we get to be on TV or talk on the radio, that it reaches a wide audience. It also gives authority. So if someone has decided that we have something interesting to say and they have given us a platform to amplify that message, it can also be executed quickly. So for example, when the Inflation Reduction Act was signed into law, we had an op-ed ready to go, and I think it appeared in 3 papers within like 48 hours. It was amazing. So we sent it out to the volunteers. They quickly got it out to all the newspapers, and it was there printed. So we know that it's a really quick form of advocacy. And the other thing is congressional offices pay attention to local media. And wherever you are, your member of Congress is the most important audience. So even though it's exciting to get published in maybe the New York Times or the Washington Post, if you have a local paper where you live, getting published in your local paper or appearing on local media is really, really great, because the likelihood is the congressional offices will see it because they pay a lot of attention to this. So let's talk about messaging for our media work. So, as you probably know, CCL advocates for policies that are effective in reducing net emissions and building bridges, both in Congress and our communities. And our broader policy agenda gives you the freedom to use the media lever to advocate for a CCL policy that resonates with you or that you believe will move your member of Congress on climate solutions. And something I like to tell people to do is if you want to know what we're advocating for right this moment, because I know sometimes this moves fast and it feels like 1 minute we're all in for one bill and then something's happening in Congress and then it's another bill. If you go to cclusa.org/action and you look on our action pages, that always gives you a really good idea of our current calls to action. And your chapter lead or liaison can also guide you on the particular focus of your chapter. It might be that you might have a different focus considering if you're in a conservative district or you're in a Democrat district. So getting that guidance from the leaders in your chapter is also really helpful. So let's quickly review CCL's policy agenda. So traditionally, we've been big advocates for carbon pricing. We're still all in for this solution. We want to see that price on pollution. We want the money from that to be recycled back to households. Then a little while ago, we added some other policy areas. So we know that trees are a great natural solution. They're a really powerful way to take carbon out of the air. So we need to look after old forests that we already have. We need to make sure that we stop deforestation, and we also want to be planting trees and making sure that urban areas have trees. So CCL advocates for policy that helps with all those things. And then next we have building electrification and efficiency. So a lot of this has come through the Inflation Reduction Act. There's been lots of incentives for people, for cities, for states to do more to electrify. A lot of people don't know about this stuff. So the more that we can actually broadcast that these benefits are there, you know, you can get money for an electric car, you can get money for a heat pump. That is doing the work to let people know that climate solutions really work for them. And then lastly, we know that clean energy and permitting reform is really important. Right now, it can take up to 10 years for a transmission line to be built to take clean energy from a rural part of America to perhaps one of the coasts to a big city. Those lines are just really held up, that kind of infrastructure is held up by red tape, and we just want that to happen as smoother, quicker route, still taking in all the checks and balances that we should be doing, but just making sure that that happens as quickly as it does for fossil fuels, because we know fossil fuel infrastructure can happen quickly. So let's make sure that clean energy permitting reform helps clean energy to be on an even footing with that. So some quick actions to jumpstart your CCL media work. So the first thing I would suggest is that you could sign up to be a media manager, or even just to get media manager emails. Perhaps not, you're not ready for like a leadership role. You don't want to be the media manager, but you could still get all the media manager information sent to you. So what I do is every month I write an email where I just keep volunteers who are interested in media work updated on media outreach ideas, new op-ed templates, press releases, editorial packets, or invites for media support calls. We have these calls where we try to come up with interesting ways for volunteers to carry out media, and we tell you all about it on the call. Sometimes we'll interview a volunteer who's been doing some great work. They can share what they've been doing. So if you do hear stuff you like tonight, you're interested in doing the media lever, then you can sign up for these media manager emails. And it will give you the opportunity to learn about all these things. So if you want to receive these emails, there's a few ways that you can get them. Group leaders automatically receive my media outreach emails. That's because we know that those group leaders are often spinning a lot of plates. So it's just helpful for them to know about that, even if they are then delegating it to someone else. But then group leaders can also add a volunteer as a media manager via the chapter roster. So you could ask your group leader to do that, or just email me. That's my email there on the screen. So just send me an email and I can add you. It takes me like 1 minute. So please do that if you're interested after this evening. We have some other resources that we wanted to give to you. So we have a action group called the Writers Circle. This is a page where we have lovely writers from CCL who are really supportive. They post on their ideas. Sometimes they will post a letter they've written or an op-ed, and they will help each other. So it's a really great place to just learn about what other CCL writers are writing about, to get that peer support, to get different ideas. And I also post about regular events we do to help with the media level lover and writing. And the other forum we have is the Media Relations Forum. So this is there for anyone to post a question. If I've got new letter to the editor topics, I'll post them there. If I've got some news about a new press release or an op-ed, I'll post it there. So you could also subscribe to those forums and then you're going to get that information really quickly. So my next step that I wanted to talk to you about is finding stories to respond to in the local paper. So the reason we do this is that getting a letter to the editor printed in a local paper will attract the attention of their staff, the Member of Congress's staff. So always being on the lookout for what you could respond to is a really great way to like start the process of putting that letter to the editor in the paper and getting on the radar of your Member of Congress. So on the right there, you can see this is an article that I just uploaded. If you live in Texas, and you'll be well aware that this is going on, this has just been an incredible like fire season for Texas. And there is a lot of evidence that climate change is just exacerbating the situation. So that might be, if you live in that area, you might see that and think, oh, I can, you know, I can write about this. This is a very kind of depressing article about this problem, but I know that I have solutions. So I'm going to respond to this letter in my, this article in my local paper with a letter, and I'm going to outline the solutions. And the really great thing is that you could write that letter to the editor, 150 words in a very short period of time. So you've just done it, you've sent it, and that's a really effective way to take meaningful action. So when you're looking for opportunities, you can look in the paper. The other thing you can do is you could go to CCL community, go to the media resources pages and look at the LTE topics. So this is a document that the communications team, they update it every single, I guess like every 2 weeks, every 3 weeks, we update it with stories that we've seen. There might be like some new research that we've seen about climate or climate communication. We might have seen like a story about policy, excuse me. And we put those things in this document so that you can go through it and you might be motivated to write about one of the different topics. So my next step is boost your visibility with bigger pieces. So an LTE, that's opinion content that you send into your paper that's 150 to 250 words long. But you might have some time to write a bigger piece. So papers will often print opinion pieces too, like op-eds from different contributors. And when I first started doing this work, I thought that I did not have the authority to submit an op-ed to a newspaper because I was like, I'm not a climate expert, but you can do it. Any of us could do it. We are climate advocates and we care about this topic. We know a lot about this topic. So never be intimidated by the fact that you see like so-and-so is a professor here or this person is an expert there. You can still submit an op-ed. And if it's well-written, you've got a great angle, then you have a really good likelihood of it being printed. So the reason that we like op-eds is they're often like a full page or like two thirds of a page on the paper. They have a powerful impact and give authority, and you'll have more focus. You'll have more words to focus on local impacts, to outline the urgency to reduce emissions, to talk about solutions, make a compelling case. And studies have shown that people across the political spectrum can be influenced and have their views altered by persuasive op-eds. So we really can change people's minds a little bit. We can just put like plant that seed of a thought about climate change and solution in their minds, and then perhaps they'll be more open to it in the future. So the example on the right there is a young CCLer who wrote a really, really powerful piece about her worries about climate change and the future for her and her brother. And that was printed in her local paper, big piece, like about 700 words. That was awesome. So while we're thinking about op-eds, I just wanted to talk a little bit about storytelling. So sometimes you might do an op-ed, like you're thinking about it almost like an essay or something that's very academic. You really don't need to do that. And I actually would advise that you don't do that. I would try and make your piece personal to you to tell a story so that you really capture people's imagination. So, a report from the Yale Project on Climate Change Communication found that hearing about people's personal experiences with climate impacts can help to change their minds. So, just think about why you came to this topic. Like, why are you here tonight? Like, why are you turning up to care about this topic? So, if you can think about that and you can think of the compelling reason why you're here, you can write that. You can write something heartfelt about the climate impacts you've experienced or what motivates you. And the great news is when you write from the heart like that, it will move people to be more favorable to climate action and the solutions. So as you're thinking about this, I just wanted to show you something that actually got printed today. So this is a young student volunteer in my chapter. His name is Will, and we were discussing like an op-ed that he could submit. And I said to him, like, so tell me, like, when we had all those alerts in the summer because of the wildfire smoke in Canada, what was that like for you? And he said, well, I was cycling to work and I was having to breathe it in, and it, like, it really freaked me out. And I was like, well, that's what you need to write about, because that really brings it home to people. Like, you think these wildfires in Canada are like really far away, but look, that smoke drifted all the way to South Carolina. And then Will had to cycle and breathe in that smoke. So he wrote this piece, he submitted it, and it got printed today. And that's the first time he's been printed. So he was really excited about that. The other thing you really want to think about is not too much doom and gloom. It's a really overwhelming topic, and we all are very concerned, but we also have to bring hope to the readers when we're writing, or to the viewers when we're talking on TV, because it's an essential ingredient. So we have solutions. Those solutions don't get covered enough. Not enough people know that if they take action, then we can do something about climate change. So make sure whatever media work you're doing, always think about, like, how can I communicate that we have solutions? Lay out the positives, that we can have clean air, we can have better health, we can have good jobs, we can have a really great economy from these clean energy jobs that are popping up all over the country. So think about what you've gained already, or what your state has gained already, and then mention your member of Congress by name, remind them of all these wonderful things in their state, and offer encouragement to do the right thing. We have a nonpartisan, respectful approach. So, even if we think that our member of Congress has not been particularly great on this topic, find something to appreciate them for and offer them encouragement. So, my next step is to make the news. So what I've just been talking about is opinion content. So opinion content is in a different part of the newspaper to the news. They're separate departments, they're completely separate. So opinion content, there's lots of opportunities, but it's also great for us to go for earned media, because earned media is where we are persuading a reporter or pitching to them, and they understand that this topic is really interesting and important. So we are seeing a reduction in opinion content. There's still lots of opportunities, but unfortunately, different papers all around the country are just reducing their content, their opinion content. So they're reducing the days that they might print LTEs. They might have less space for op-eds. So we can still submit that stuff, but we also want to think about how we make these connections with journalists, and we have these relationships with them, that they see us as climate experts and they want to come to us, or they open our emails when we send those emails. So as much as possible, I also would love you to try and get that earned media. So you get that by sending press releases, pitching reporters, and building relationships with media outlets. So the first thing we can talk about is sending out a press release. So a press release is the kind of expected form that you would pitch a story to a reporter. It's basically a taster of your story. And the great news is we have adaptable press release templates on CCL Community. So you don't even have to like write it from scratch. You can just take a template and then you can personalize it to whatever you want to tell the journalist about. So you can see here, we have a conference coming up in my city. So I downloaded one of the templates from the media resources page and I just personalized it to our particular story, which is that we have this really cool TV correspondent coming to be the keynote speaker at our conference in April. So I just took the template, I adapted it, and then I've been sending this out to the media this week. I sent it to a NPR reporter today and he replied and said, I'm going to look at this a bit more tomorrow. Thanks for sending it. It looks interesting. So fingers crossed, that may lead us to get something on South Carolina Public Radio. So anything that you have going on, it could be a conference like what we've been doing, or it could be an Earth Day event. Think about that and then look at these templates on Community and you can use one to easily send out a press release about your event. So again, we'll go back to stories. It's always great if you can add a personal or newsworthy hook. So think about like writing that press release like it's a story. So I was talking to some volunteers who were telling me that they had this middle school student who was going to the DC conference and that she had almost lost her home in a wildfire. And I was like, that needs to be like the top of this press release, because that is such a like powerful story that she's been through this trauma. Thankfully, her house was okay, but it's compelled her to go all the way from California to DC to lobby Congress. So that's a really fantastic local story. So we work together to do the like who, what, when, where, why. And as you can see, I try to get all that information right into that first paragraph, because people just don't have a lot of time. They're busy, they have short attention spans. So you want to make it really clear what the story is with that headline and also the first paragraph. So try and get as much information in there as you can. So when we're thinking about pitching, there are lots of different things you could pitch, and you could pitch regularly. You know, don't be afraid to pitch like every few weeks. So it could be your chapter's response to the introduction of a new climate bill that CCL supports. It could be a human interest angle or response to a local climate story or impact. Maybe you've had flooding or you've had wildfires or wildfire smoke. And you could also add your local expertise on climate policy news or a new report. You can write about events. You can write about lobby days. You can praise your member of Congress if they supported a bill or said something about climate change. And also if you get grass top endorsements, so maybe your local mayor is like got behind a policy area that you want him to, or something like that. That's another way that you can write a press release and send out that story. So those templates I talked about, you'll find those on CCL Community on the media relations page. There's a little link on the right hand side that says press release templates. If you click on that, you'll see that there's lots of options for you of different templates, and you can take any of those and you can adapt them to send out your own story. So when you're thinking about sending it out, you are going to need a media list to send it out to. So you could start that at any time. You can make a list of local news outlets. You can create a spreadsheet to put in all the different reporters. You know that this one writes about climate, this one writes about the environment, this one writes about energy. So put all their contacts in, glean their email addresses. They're often on the website. And you can also contact them in other ways as well. So maybe you follow them on Twitter and you send them a DM, or on Instagram, send them a DM. It could be like any of those social media outlets. You could quickly send them a message and ask them if you can send them a story. And most journalists will not turn down the invite to be sent a story. So I think it's always a good route just to approach them and ask for that email. So for TV pitches, you really have to think visually. So recording your own footage will greatly improve your chances of being covered on local TV news. And it doesn't have to be really fancy. You can find someone in your chapter who is good at filming and editing. You can fill with your phone in landscape position. So I say I have an example there, but you're thinking about like this, as opposed to like this. And then go for variety. So you want to think like, what do you see in those that TV coverage? You see wide shots, you see medium shots, close-up shots. And it needs to be really snappy and concise, because the average TV report is like 1 minute, 30 seconds long, which is just like no time at all. And I do have an example here of some volunteers from Montana who, when they went to DC, they recorded a video about it. They sent it to their local TV station, and they got two different news stories about them on TV. It was amazing. So the fact that they put this together, it sparked the journalist's interest, and we're going to play that for you now.
I'm Montana Citizens Climate Lobby State Co-Coordinator Robin Paoni. I went to Washington, D.C. to ask our leaders in person to make a national impact on climate change. It was exciting to join with 1,000 other CCL members from across the country. Our Montana teams met with each of our four congressional offices about bipartisan energy permitting reform and carbon cashbacks. It felt great to receive compliments on our respectful, productive meetings.
So you can see that was just a really short taster, but it did the trick. So when you're thinking about breaking news, you can reach out quickly. So I've got an example on the screen here of in the summer when South Carolina was experiencing like air quality alerts, I sent an email to a reporter on one of the local papers, and I basically talked about the problem. I talked about how it's related to climate. And then I offered to find like good spokespeople from our chapters to talk to her about this topic. And we can go to the next slide. So this was the end result. So I pitched a guy called Nikhil in my chapter, who has a history, a background in health. And he got on the phone with Shamira. He talked out all about like the health concerns of, in fact, it was heat. So she, even though I pitched more about wildfire smoke, she was really interested in the extreme heat angle. So he talked to her all about extreme heat and the ways that if it gets warmer, we're just going to see more problems. So we got this really lovely coverage. And as you can see there, I've highlighted, we got that plug for Citizens Climate Lobby, which advocates for climate friendly policies. So that was really awesome. So if you are, if you do want to be successful, there are a few things that you can do just to make sure that you're optimizing your success. So when you write a press release, think about writing it in the third person with like first person quotes, and be concise, usually not more than a page or a page and a half. And you can copy and paste the release into the body of your email. I do that just because people can be iffy about attachments. They might think you're going to give them a virus or something. So just cut and paste it into the email and email journalists individually or BCC them, because you don't want to tell two rival papers that you've sent it to the other paper. So that's why you want to BCC or just send it individually. And don't be afraid to ask reporters what would be useful. Would it be photos, facts, film footage, more people to interview? And leave a follow-up voicemail and ask if there's anything else you can provide. Don't be scared to follow up.
Please log all of your actions for creating political will for a liberal world, including attending trainings like tonight. If you click that very long link with lots of zeros in it, then you will automatically be logged. Your attendance will be logged for this evening. We also have options at the end of each training. The traditional trainings are green. The interactive trainings are in that section with the green arrow that Isabella is going to show you when she hits the space bar. on her slide, and then you can also go through the action tracker with your chapter and volunteer development option as well. So with that, I just want to say thank you so much for being here. Charlotte Ward's email, we already added it, but just in case you want it again, I will drop this in the chat. If you do have any questions, you can also ask on CCL's community forums, community.citizensclimate.org/forums. And with that, I just want to wish you a wonderful rest of your evening. We will be here same time, similar party next week with a different flavor. Next week, we will be focusing on, wait for it, it's in my memory bank somewhere. I just wrote an email about it. It is, oh my goodness, it's so right there. It's a surprise because my older brain, aging brain, cannot remember what is next week. So if you want to hang on, I will tell you, but otherwise, have a great rest of your evening.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Citizens Climate Lobby's training program. You can tune into more episodes anywhere podcasts are available. Inspired by what you heard today? Join Citizens Climate Lobby to advocate for bipartisan climate solutions. Go to community.citizensclimate.org to find more trainings, resources, your local chapter, national action teams, discussion forums, and more. Be sure to like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Citizens Climate. We also invite all of our listeners to subscribe to our YouTube channel for more inspiration.
Like what you hear? Recommend us to your friends and make sure to give us a 5-star rating. It helps us show up on other listeners' feeds. Feel free to pass on any suggestions for future episodes in the comments as well.
And together, we are creating the political will for a livable world.